This is Jerry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to John Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N, attorney at law of the firm Pointer and Bucherri, address on file, period. Dear Mr. Norman, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tony Tucker, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is T-O-N-Y. Last name is T-U-C-K-E-R, period. On April 11th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I took the history directly from the client, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I also performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 56-year-old male, height 6'6" tall, weight 300 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 24th of 2020, period. He was a passenger in the front with his seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he did sustain injury, period. Another vehicle ran a stop sign, striking the patient's vehicle in the driver's side, period. It pushed the patient's vehicle into a pillar under the bridge, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled, period. No airbags were deployed, but both knees hit the dash, period. His left knee was lacerated and was bleeding, period. The patient was jerked, period. The patient's head hit the dash, period. He had immediate pain in his left leg and knee, period. The next day, he had bad pain in his left shoulder, comma, low back, comma, and radiating pain down his left leg with numbness and tingling down both legs, period. He also had neck pain and headaches, period. Despite treatment present day, he is still experiencing pain in his left knee and an aggravation of a pre-existing low back condition with sciatica and arthritis, period. New paragraph. His left knee pain is described as intermittent, period. It is worse at night, and it is throbbing and stabbing in nature, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating pain, and he has diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. His lumbar pain is constant and described as an achy type pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs to his feet, period. Before the automobile accident, the pain was not constant and was approximately 4 times a week. And it only radiated down the right leg as opposed to both legs at this time, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the client. Was that day ambulance took him to Eskenazi Hospital. He had x-rays, and a couple days later was seen at the VA emergency room, period. His leg got infected, and he was placed on oral antibiotics and released, period. He was seen at a chiropractor's office several times over approximately a three-month period. He did have a CAT scan and an MRI at the VA hospital, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems playing with children, comma, sex, comma, sports, comma, boxing, comma, walking over 5 miles, comma, yard work, comma, housework, comma, and sleeping, period. New paragraph. Medications include gabapentin that predates the automobile accident, period. He is also on diabetes medicine, comma, hypertensive medicine, comma, muscle relaxer for this injury, comma, and over-the-counter medicines for this injury, period. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, muscle relaxers, comma, a knee brace, comma, and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, arthritis, comma, sciatica, comma, and thrombophlebitis, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals that the patient never injured his left knee in the past period. He has had low back pain. The onset was several years ago in the Army, and it also presented as sciatica and low back pain, period. He injured his low back years ago in the Army when he was smashed under a trailer, period. He has not been involved in any serious automobile accidents in the past. He has not had any serious work injuries in the past, period. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for appendectomy. New paragraph, his occupation is that he is 100% disabled veteran for his low back pain, comma. His right shoulder, comma, his right knee, and his veins, period. His right shoulder was smashed in the Army, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies. Emergency room records from Ashkenazi Hospital, February 24th, 2020. Relates a 52-year-old male, past medical history of hypertension, presents after MVC, period. Car he was riding in sideswiped another car and then ran into concrete support of a bridge, period. Did strike face on the dashboard, period. Having some epistaxis, period. Associated left knee pain, period. Under musculoskeletal, it was positive for arthralgia, skin positive for wound. Physical examination was dried blood around the nares, N-A-R-E-S. Also, small abrasion over the left knee, period. Tender to palpation over the patella and medial joint space, period. Moderate joint effusion on examination, period. Differential diagnosis is left knee pain, period. They referred him to primary care, prescribed ibuprofen, acetaminophen, and a tetanus immunization, period. They did x-rays of the knee, and it showed soft tissue swelling present over the patellar tendon and circumferentially around the lower leg, period. Records from Indianapolis Integrative Health and Rehabilitation, March 5th, 2020, show abnormal range of motion in the cervical and thoracic areas. Report from emergency room March 1st, 2020. This 52-year-old male presents to the ER with a complaint of left knee pain, comma, erythema, comma, swelling descending down the anterior aspect of the lower limb, period. Patient injured knee in an MVA 1 week prior. The knee slammed into the dash so hard it broke the skin, period. They state the left knee is edematous from the knee to the ankle, period. Superficial break of the skin of the left knee, about 3.5 centimeters. The knee is taut, warm, and erythemic, period. They did a CT of the lower leg. The impression is rule out abscess, rule out vascular occlusion, or DVT, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an independent medical evaluation, I have found that all his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of February 24th of 2020 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck and cervical area was unremarkable, period. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs clear, period. Shoulder examination bilaterally was unremarkable, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Examination of the right knee was unremarkable, period. Examination of the left knee was grossly abnormal, period. There was 20% swelling of the left knee, period. There was a 2.5 centimeter arch-shaped scar involving the superior aspect of the left knee, period. There was crepitance on range of motion of the left knee, period. There was diminished range of motion of the left knee, period. There was diminished strength of the left knee, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the left knee, period. Specific range of ranges of motion lacking in the left knee was flexion was diminished by 32 degrees, internal rotation diminished by 4 degrees, and external rotation diminished by 12 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions by Dr. Mandel are number one, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and aggravation of a prior low back pain, period. Number two, left knee trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, laceration, comma, left knee sepsis, comma, and hematoma, period. Number three, facial trauma resolved. Number four, cephalgia resolved. Number five, shoulder strain resolved. Number six, cervical and thoracic strain improved, period. The above six diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of February 24th, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, the patient qualifies for an impairment in relationship to the left knee utilizing table 16-3 of a 7% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment utilizing table 16-10, period. In reference to the lumbar region, the patient qualifies for a 0% impairment as he has had prior back problems and pain, period. The basis for the 7% lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident of February 24th of 2020, period. As the patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the left knee region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient can benefit by a knee brace at an estimated cost of $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient will need ongoing medications of an over-the-counter nature, both anti-inflammatory, topical, and analgesics, at an estimated monthly cost of $95 a month for the remainder of his life, period. A TENS unit at a cost of $500 would be wise, period. The patient can benefit by some low back injections at an estimated cost of $3,000, period. He can also benefit by some knee injections at an estimated cost of approximately $400, period. as a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to total knee replacement. And this was majorly contributed by this automobile accident of February 24th of 2020, period. Estimated cost of total knee replacement would be $125,000, period. This expense would be all-inclusive of hospital, surgeon, comma, anesthesia, comma, and post-op physical therapy, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, deal end of dictation.